about Zwift.
But you never talk about Zwift.
Welcome to Watopian Weekly, the podcast for Zwifters, cyclists, and everyone else. And each week, I'm here with my guest star here to discuss all things Zwift, life, and beyond. And my name is Dustin, and with me...
You know her.
As climbing atop, then top. A bunch of times. The TTT world record holder. All the way from sunny Skipton. She's funny. She's cool. She's the queen of Yorkshire. Ooh, Holly. How are you, Holly?
Hi, Dustin. How am I? Yeah. I'm great. My legs currently, They're still attached. I don't know where they are. I think they're left at the top of my top. I need a word for that rich veil.
Well, I gotta say that this is the big question here. This is the episode title is the is called FRR Hangover.
And, brilliant.
And so that's the title here. So I guess the big question of the whole podcast, the theme is, are you tired?
Yeah, tired, and oh my gosh, wow, that was that was something else. It's FRR, of course it's going to be like,
of course it's going to be hard. Yep,
of course it's going to be hard. Yeah, but it's done now, and I ironed my jersey, so that's that's I've been trying for so long to try and get my FRR jersey. So
that
I was
so
like
awesome.
Over the moon, like the third time up it, and I actually I was cycling up with Rich Vale.
Yeah.
So, and then he like did a little sprint at the end, but I was having none of that, so I dropped him like right before the end. But I got to give a shout out to him though, because he did. I was drafting him for quite a bit up that mountain. So,
so
what a legend.
Because I was listening to you guys, because I just got done with my first one, and then I was changing, and I didn't want to miss out on the fun, so I was listening to that. Now I was listening to you guys, and I kept yelling, you know, beat her, go faster than Holly, because there's nothing more wonderful than beating Holly at anything. So yeah.
For it.
Shout out to Rich Vale and the FRR crew. I mean, that was just absolutely amazing. Parky, everybody who put it together, you know, it was awesome. So, I mean, what an event. I wish we had all the totals yet, but we don't know exactly how much was raised. But as we're looking at this, the club totals, as far as just some, let's just go over just a couple of statistics, because you can go to flamrougeracing.co.uk. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you can see how many ascents everyone did. Position. We'll go from reverse to first. So position three out of the clubs is the dirt team with 13 ascents, which is amazing. That's awesome. Yeah, the coalition team came in second with 42 ascents, and then
congratulations.
And then Evolution Racing was 65 ascents. That is incredible. And it takes, I mean, that's how many Everests is that? That's like 10.9 Everests or something, right? Because it's six times to do an Everest, right?
I'm sorry, my brain does not comprehend anything at the moment.
I don't know.
But I got some statistics. So with the ladies, I can do the ladies. So Holly with a Y, what a legend. Mm-hmm. She, I love her. I love you, Holly. She got 12. Yes. 12. Like that in 23 hours, 26 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah.
12. She went up Ventop 12 times. I just want to re-emphasize that, because that is like an incredible achievement. She was just motoring, and then Angela, I spoke to Holly yesterday, and Angela, and Angela, like, she was one of the first people that I knew on Zwift when I first joined, and she was so encouraging and stuff. And then yesterday I actually spoke to her for the first time on Discord, and I felt honored, because she's just a Zwift legend. And she was riding for Evo, and she did 10, like 22 hours, 55 minutes and 12 seconds, 10 times up the, I'd lose count. Like, and then from Team Italy, she did 7, so that's Everest 10K, if I remember rightly, I think.
Wow.
10K, yeah. So she'd go the Everest 10K badge. And Jen Jen, or who also did the same as Lily, she Dutch diesel cycling. She got a 7 as well, so that was also 10K. And then Alicia from Dinos, who I know as well, and me, we went up it 4 times.
That's
So
awesome.
I'll give a shout out to Sharon and Haley. I know Haley was she managed to get 3 times up it, and then had to stop. But wise move, Haley, because I know you were in pain with your back. And then Linny, and there's just a whole bunch of women on here. I could just,
Yeah. I mean, and there's so many
yeah.
results. If you look at the table, there's just so many people that took part in this, which is just absolutely amazing. So thank you for everybody who took part. It was so, I mean, it was just amazing too. We'll go over the men and then we'll talk about going up there too,
Yeah.
because men's ones, we had a lot of people. There were a lot of people that were Everesting. Nick O'Connell from Level Esports, Freddie, our good friend of the podcast, Freddie.
Yes, shout to
Yes,
him.
that was awesome.
Yeah, Freddie, what a legend. And
I know.
James,
And
yeah.
James, yep, James also from Coalition, yep, and Peter Salt from the Cycle Chat Riders, and then John Valadolin, sorry, Valadolin, sorry, John, from the FRR team. But then, and then when we get to, those guys all Everested, and then John did this with Everest plus one more. What's that called? I can't remember what that's called. But that's a lot. And
The
then.
10K, Everest 10K.
Empress 10K. And then we have Matt Ladd, who went up from Coalition, who did 8 times up there, which is absolutely incredible. And
Yeah.
then R
Yeah.
Richard Gowan from or Gowan from Evolution, who did 10 ascents. And then the this is just it blows my mind. Oliver Berg from Evolution, who did 12
Yeah,
ascents
same
up
as Holly
there.
with a Y.
Yes,
Yeah.
same. I know. I just cannot believe that. I can't believe that. And it's
Like
and it.
you got Holly and Oliver, they could have stopped at 11 and won, like, but they went up
Yeah.
another time.
Yeah. And then and I saw Ollie, who goes by OBI on the on the you know on the side, whatever. Anyway,
Oh, that's Obi.
yeah.
Right.
So
Of course it is. Yeah.
he's going up there like crazy, and I just sent him a message like, because he passed me like I was standing still, and I was like, yo, congratulations, keep
Yeah,
going, keep
same. He
going.
lapped me as well.
And he's just like he sent me something back and said, good work, keep going. And I thought that was really thoughtful. Like he's putting out all this
Yeah.
effort, and he took the time to do that, and that was fantastic. And same thing with Holly too, and Holly with a Y, and you, Holly too.
Yeah.
But but we do,
No. Credit where it's
yeah.
due. Holly with a Y and Obi, like, you guys were
Absolutely
phenomenal.
crazy.
Double Everesting,
I
that's
know.
what 12 is.
I
Double
know.
Everesting twice, like, just
Yeah.
cycling up Everest and then doing it again, like, what? Poof, yeah.
So
I don't even know.
yeah, well, we should talk about some of our experiences, 'cause like they, Rich Vale, he did great too. I mean, he put in 5 ascents as well,
Yeah,
and
he went up it 5 times,
that was
yeah.
incredible. And I was there on I think on maybe on his last one, but he joined us on our voice because we attempted to record a podcast in the morning, and so we were going to do it. It was more than 90 minutes of heavy breathing. It was a lot, and for some reason, I don't
Was
know.
really hard. It was your first one and my
Yeah, my
third.
yep,
And
and
it was
oh.
really hard to focus because my brain was just like mush, and it still is mush, more mush than usual.
Well, I went back and listened to it. You talked pretty much the whole time, Holly.
I don't know how Abakin wasn't put in
So you were
a
fine. You were fine. Yeah, but no.
thing.
It was so funny. I'm just kidding, Holly. But no, it was funny though, because Holly did say several times, though, it's like, because it, I mean, you didn't even notice it because you're putting in the effort and everything, and like everything's silent. And you know that there's people on the other end, and that made me feel better. And then Holly would say, "Everybody must be struggling, because you just broke the tension like that," which I appreciate that, because we all needed it. We all needed to say, "Oh yeah. Hey, there's other people here." And I'm wearing the same headphones I wore yesterday. These things were so sweaty; I had to keep wiping them down. Oh my gosh, it was so
Oh no,
gross.
for those watching black and white, they're
Yeah,
like,
they're
they
cans.
must
They're
have
yeah, they're huge.
friends.
Yeah, I feel like Princess Leia, but yeah, like that kind of thing on
Right.
her side of her head. Anyway, Star Wars. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all
Yeah,
right.
do
Anyway.
you know what? I went in Tesco's the other day and there was some Lego Star Wars things and I looked for an X-Wing, but there wasn't one. I
Just
was
to
going to take
smash
a photo
it.
of it, but there wasn't any,
Were
like build up and like smash it down.
That's awesome. Oh, it'll never happen. Never happen.
There was not a... Yeah. No, it was some other ship or something. I don't know. But yeah, so Evo, Coalition, and Dirt were the top three teams. So...
Absolutely incredible.
Good job. I'm really proud of the Dirt guys. And I've got to give a special shout out to... Well, first to Parky, because I know how... I know how badly he wanted to be there, but he was the best cheerleader. And
absolutely.
At one point I was going the way at the bottom and he told me to turn around. Thank you, Parky. But I got to give a shout out to Bren, actually, because on my fifth ascent, I was about halfway up and I was on it. Actually, that was when Matt got his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 meters, whatever.
Elevation.
Well done, Matt.
Incredible.
But I was
struggling. Way to go, man.
Yeah. And then so everybody went off voice and I think I was just cycling like on my own anyway, and I put I basically asked for help on the dirt surfer and I was like, is anybody awake, because I am like, I was close to tears, like I was so like in a dark place, and I'm laughing now, but like it is incredible what you go through. And then Bren, he came on voice and he was like, you know, it's okay to stop. And so I stopped halfway up, round about when I got to like the desert part of it, which is about halfway. And I just, it was like midnight and it was so hard. As he said, it's not, you're not really close to the top when you're halfway up because there's still like another hour to go.
Yeah, so, on that course it is, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so hard. And I was so sick of anything above 10% because my cadence was low on 10%. And I know you could change the difficulty and stuff, but for me, I can't. So it was 100%. But it was just, yeah. So thanks, Bren, because that meant a lot. Like, just for somebody to say, it's okay, you can stop, Holly. Like, you need to hear that sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you do. I feel the same way. I was going up. I did one ascent, and I'm very proud of that. I wanted to do more.
Yeah, absolutely.
My goal was to do two, and then but I had to listen to my body, and that was also hard too, because as cyclists, we're told to just say shut up, legs, or whatever, and just ignore it.
Yeah,
and
everybody's still on the voice and stuff.
Yeah, and that was also really hard. I felt like I can tell you that I felt like a failure. I felt like
No.
I know. I'm just saying. But yeah. I felt like a failure. I felt like I let everybody down and all this stuff. And I'm having a little pity party for myself. And then I thought,
15
no,
minutes.
This is good. Yeah. Well, I did it less than 15 minutes because I know that I'm saying what you said. Like, it's good. I was there. I showed up. You know, I did this thing.
Yeah, you showed up. You did well. Yeah. Well, it's not funny, but like I said the same thing on on the dirt surf, because I was like, I feel like I failed because I got the jersey, but also I didn't get the Everest. And
and you were close, but again, you know,
but not really
up.
Close, as Bren said, like,
I'd
have to do another one as well. And I was so like destroyed, because just mentally and physically, I don't know, like, I had to get a good night's sleep because, you know, I have work and kids and stuff like that. So all that affects it. And I had to keep, you know, I have to get off the bike because it's 2 hours, is a long way up. So I'd have to get off the bike at certain points to go to cook tea. And, you know, because a lot of us are parents, this is why a lot of us ride on Zwift, because it's so handy. And you can just stop and get off and do things. And and I actually wrote on, I felt like a failure. And of course, nobody, I should take my own advice sometimes, because the minute you said that, I was like, no.
Yep, and because you're not a failure. You're doing fantastic, and it was
so are you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But I felt when I called it, I was on my second ascent. I had changed. I had eaten and changed, and which felt good, like you said, to dry bibs. Like, that was amazing. I mean, that made a huge difference. My morale just went way up, and so I started, and I was feeling good. But my left leg started to really hurt, and it's still hurting today. In fact, I'm glad I stopped. Because I don't know what the deal was, but it hurts pretty bad. So I'm glad I stopped. In fact, I was going to do a longer ride today, or just get on Zwift and spin a little bit, but I don't even think I can do that. So Something
no,
was
just keep yeah, moving.
So, yeah, yeah. Drinking some water
eat,
and everything.
Eat protein. And, yeah. yeah.
So it's so
yeah.
So I'm glad that I listened to my body, but I felt bad because I was on The Voice with Matt and James and Rich Vale, the man Rich Vale, and he had yeah. Rich had stopped singing at this point, which was okay.
yeah,
but that was so funny. That was so funny. But then it was I mean, I was just like I was going 3 miles an hour, which I don't know how many kilometers per hour that is, but I was doing 3 miles an hour up, and I was just like so slow and low cadence and everything. I'm just like I can't do this for. It would be like 3 hours for me to get to the top, and I'm like, you know, guys, yeah. I'm so sorry, but I have to call it. And they were like, they were talking about like how everything hurts, and they were on like their fourth or fifth one, you know, and yeah. Oh man, but I do have to say that misery loves company, as always, and having all of us together on the voice chat was really, really fun. So thank you to everybody who participated in that, because
I got to talk to like old friends that I haven't talked to for a while, so that was pretty cool. I was so excited about that.
That was awesome, and like yeah, how often do you get to ride with your friends, and like especially people from other countries that ride in different time zones, like we text a lot or something, or like message each other and
servers. Well, you and I don't really ride together because different, you know, your part of Yorkshire's in a different time zone to me, so
I know, yeah, my Yorkshire, my
first
Yorkshire time
sense,
my
first to a sense, I was saying, well, Dustin's on about 1 o'clock,
yeah,
2 o'clock my time, so I have to be down the mountain, and I was trying to get down the mountain before you were on anyways. Whatever, I was just, by the time I was like near the top, I was just like I just have to keep going.
Yep.
Whatever, I don't care. I'm just gonna keep going, keep pedaling. Because it was hard. And I was talking to Angela and Freddie and
Hard to remember everybody. Lee was on there too.
Yeah.
And then it was great. And I got to say, I give a big shout out to the X-Wings captain, Josh Wallner, because he was he and I started at the same time, and Paul joined us too on the audio too later, which was great.
Oh
too.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And Paul did a great ascent, awesome time as well. Thanks to Josh, because I was basically pacing with him, and that felt really good, and it was really good. Then we got to Chateau de la Renard. Is that right? Chateau Renard.
Yeah, well, every time I went past that, I was like, right, we're going to stop off here, have a little burger, pizza, a little drink.
And that's where that's the last time I saw Josh. He was able to keep going, and he did a fantastic time too. I think it was awesome, and I was so happy for him. He was only doing one, and I was trying to pace myself because I figured I was going to do more, so I was kind of backing it off a little bit at that point. I don't know. I felt like that was a good spot to kind of back it off.
Yeah.
That's my
wise
excuse.
Move, because you weren't to know that. Excuse. You showed up and you did one.
Yeah,
and it's not an easy climb because it goes on and on and on and on. Oh, gosh, there was somebody else on there as well. I'm so sorry. So I'd like to give a huge shout-out to Todd, actually, because on my fourth ascent, he was like, right, I'm coming for you, Holly, with, like, what did he have, like, donuts and pizza and ice cream. And at one point he was like, catch me, Holly, because I've got some, like, donuts in my back pocket. Like, what? It's like, wow. So I mean, I was only like a couple of seconds off him, but he rode with me up, and just mentally having, I don't know how much draft you actually get on that mountain, but I can't imagine it's a lot, but just having mentally somebody there, just, you know, at the side of you, in front of you, behind, just around you, just keeps you going, because it's such a long drag. And then I can't remember who said it, but like one of the people that was on Voice said, I'm on the long draggy bit before the corner. I was like, same
here. Me face. Too. The long draggy bit. Yeah, just put in a sprint, a little push here.
A little punch. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Having everybody
funny,
seriously. Having all those people on The Voice when I was going up, like I didn't talk that much, and but having other people there and just different spots on the mountain. And I know somebody said it, I don't know if it was Rich or whoever said it, but you always have an FRR, you know, like friend, FRRIEN,
friend. Yeah,
you always have have a friend on the mountain. And that was 100% true, because that helped out. And even just seeing people, like, you inspire, it inspired me watching, like, you zoom past me, you know, like when you went down and everything, like, and seeing other people
going the other way.
Yeah, going the other way. And like, hey, there goes somebody, like, they did it. You know, I can do it too. Listeners, if you haven't tried Ventop, I remember the first time I did it, I said I would never do it again, and but I am going to do it again. When my leg feels better, I'm going to do it again, because it was actually felt more doable this time. Yes, I am going to do it again, because I want another ascent, and I want to do it again. and it was... Yeah. I'm okay. I've got some unfinished business with that hill. But I really want to go up there in real life, too. Have you ever cycled up that in real life? You haven't.
No, no, but I really want to.
Yeah, me too.
And Alpe d'Huez.
Yes, same.
But I imagine that the things wouldn't appear at the side, like in real life. Like the times and the list of people on the mountain and stuff. I don't know quite how they get that into the graphics on the real life mountains, but
they'll sort that out by the time you're there. But can you imagine though, like how fast can you go going downhill like that? I on Zwift, I think they have it's scary, right? Because you would burn out your brakes on the way down.
Yes, I probably would. Yeah, I don't know how I'd get down, actually, because I do not like cycling downhills. But then I'm thinking, like, if it's only like 6% ish, I know there's some like 10% parts, but maybe that wouldn't be too bad. See, I don't like going down hills in Yorkshire when it's like 20-25%.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's really quite steep. Yeah. And of course, you've got ponies and
and cars and horses and swans.
And so, but then there's cars on Ventop in real life, isn't there? And I think so.
They don't close
They must be like more aware of cyclists, though, because I guess they get a bit more steady. So when I started my first ascent, Rich, who is the manager of CFC Charity, which is one of the charities that we're raising money for, the whole reason why we were on the mountain, he's also called Richard Salisbury. So I just want to give a massive shout out to him, because we did ride together up a little. I was drafting his wheel quite a bit, so thank you, Rich. Drafting like a pro. Yeah. So I asked him a few questions, because he was obviously very grateful. He was super grateful that we were all out there. Mm-hmm. And so I asked him what made him set up the charity to begin with. So he said that Mike, which I think his name is Grizz, he set the charity up from his kitchen table towards the end of his own treatment for lymphoma. And then him and Rich both met because of the shared diagnoses and experiences, and then they became friends, and that was about 18 years ago. They were both learning and using cycling to help rebuild their physical fitness and mental condition post-treatment, and they wanted to give back to children who were going through similar things, to be able to give them, you know, because cycling, learning to ride a bike, riding a bike, having a trike, or they adapt the bikes as well for... Mm-hmm. You know, amputees, or they have trikes, or, you know, they adjust the bikes so that these kids can ride them and just have enjoyment and be a kid and ride a bike with their friends or in the park or whatever, amongst all the horrendous stuff that they must be going through.
Right.
So for Richard and Mike and his whole entire team to do that, it's just incredible. Like, he was so modest. I need to give him some lessons on how to brag, but he was so incredibly modest.
Yeah.
And I asked him as well some of the questions. So he was saying, when you see a child who thought they wouldn't be able to learn to ride a bike or just ride a bike and have enjoyment, and then they have a trike or a tandem, and it's just an incredible moment. Like, you imagine, like, just having that moment with your family and, you know, taking the photos. And, you know, when you first learn to ride a bike, when you're usually like a toddler, maybe between the age of, like, I don't know, those 3 and 7, stereotypical time to ride a bike, I don't know. But, you know, most kids and most parents, they learn to ride a bike. But for some kids, these things just don't happen because they're battling crazy illnesses. And it's not fair. So I just think it was incredible that he was riding up the mountain along with all of us And it was incredibly hard. And he was typing whilst he was doing it. And he was saying to everybody on the mountain that he was so super grateful we were all out there. I think he went up it once. Sorry, Rich, I got that wrong. yeah. And then, like I said earlier, they adapt the bikes. So if the cranks need shortening, if the handlebars need changing, they just do what they can to make it so that the kids can ride these bikes or the trikes. So that's why our legs hurt today, because we were all
Yeah,
out there
that's
trying to
why,
raise some
yeah.
money.
And for the Bodhi
Yeah, we
Hodge
got to remember why we were doing that. Yeah, and Bodhi
and the
Hodges
Bodhi Hodges
Foundation.
Foundation too for helping parents that have lost their kids, which is just unimaginable. I mean, you hate to think about that. I know Rich was talking about it, and like, oh, we were all kind of in an emotional state climbing Ventop at that point, and Rich Vale was talking about this. And you know, it's I had a little cry. I mean, come on, it's okay. You know,
Yeah.
I was crying for lots of reasons there. You know, there's,
Yeah.
but one of them is definitely that. And not having my daughter would be devastating. So yeah, and I know you know how that feels, or you would feel the same way. Absolutely. So we were
Yeah.
happy to be there. Happy to be there and happy to have our legs hurt today.
Yeah,
Yeah.
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 Like, that's why we were there, to raise money for these two incredible charities. And even if you didn't ride and you encouraged someone who was riding, that's all part of it. And
Absolutely. 'Cause you know,
yeah.
when people talk about Everesting or even riding or doing something big like this, it does take more than one person. And so that does help. Sometimes it's just bringing down a water bottle down to the basement or something, or, you know, something like that, or giving somebody a water bottle or something, or talking to somebody on, like you said, on Discord or getting on voice or something and just being a voice in the ear. You know, sometimes a friendly voice is all it needs. You know, when we're out on the hills around here in beautiful this Min the Minnesota part of Yorkshire, and even in the Wisconsin part of
Yeah.
Yorkshire, when we're going up the hills and everyone's hurting, and you think no one's hurting, everyone else is fine, and
Yeah,
how
but
are
they
they so
really
much
are
faster?
hurting.
They are hurting, absolutely. And then if one person just says, "Keep going," you can do it. You get a couple more watts. That I don't know how that is. And it
Yeah, you
and when it,
do. It's mind over matter.
yeah. And if you pass somebody, you get some more watts. Oh man, I still feel bad. We have this epic hill that's well, it's not that epic, but it's short and it's punchy, which is kind of my forte, and but it's long enough that I can't get up it fast enough, right? So anyway, everybody else is way faster than I am here, and it's FO, and the segment is so funny. It's called FUFO or something like that. But it's Highway FO. Anyway, the locals around here in La Crosse, Wisconsin area will know it. I'll never forget. There was a rider that is so much faster than I am. He was just having a bad day, and I happened to pass him, and I felt like $1 million.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
this is
you
it.
know,
Yeah.
I know, and like, but then he passed me just the other day, and I was the last one up there when we did it last week, so I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
but you've
fine.
got up it.
Yeah, I
That's
got up it,
the
and yeah, and yeah, I definitely got up, and I didn't walk. Well, ooh, getting back to like going back up to Ventoux, Mount Ventoux. So in the olden days, like when they had rim brakes and everything, can you imagine going up that thing and then coming down? Because I'm sure there's races where they went up and over it, you know. Can you imagine doing that with rim brakes? Your hands must be just so tired holding that, you know, and oh my gosh.
Possibly, I don't know. I've got rim brakes, so I guess I'll
Yeah,
find
well,
out if I ever go up
yeah,
it.
but I mean like old stuff, like I have rim brakes on my other bike, and like going downhill, it's oh my gosh, I just can't imagine. That would be scary, you know, 'cause you could fly
Yeah,
off the
just
side or
no
something.
fear. Like,
Yeah.
I am definitely a Swifter because I don't like riding outside.
Yeah.
Like, I try to stay on the, even on my commute, I try to stay on the canal path as long as I can, because cars, they just don't,
Yeah.
like, what is it? Like, they just want to kill me or something. Like,
Yeah.
it is ridiculous. Like,
Now, is this the people
what do
hunt
you
the people trying to defend their local legend though? 'Cause you are a local legend. I
I
know that.
think I got it back,
Yeah, you did
didn't
get it
I? I
back 'cause
think.
I saw you got it back.
Oh, yes.
But so it
Excellent. Oh, yeah, you commented on it
Yeah,
straight off.
because Because if you Everest
Little wins.
That's right. But if you Everest outside, that would be, I would be terrified. I think the only way to do it is inside, you know, doing it on Zwift, because it's so much, yeah, I mean, you can get off and change your kit and everything. And, you know, like we talked about, eat a pizza.
Yeah, the 20-minute descent or 50-minute descent.
Yeah, because if you were on your...
I needed that.
Yeah, yeah. Same. Because if you're outside, you would have to turn and use your brakes and stuff. And so, yeah. And that's got to be hard too.
You could descend obviously, but you still, although you're not maybe putting in power, but you still have to focus and balance, and not, it's not a rest really,
right.
Descending outside, you've got to focus and things.
Kudos to everyone who Everest in the outside world, and massive kudos and chapeau to everyone who Everest did this yesterday. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Chapeau, guys.
Holly, that was my last big event. I think now I'm on summer break. So now I'm just,
so what happens now then? Huh?
Yeah, I know. Now I just have ladder races every week. Yeah, I know. So now,
yeah, we do need a rematch, though, with psychos.
Well,
need a rematch.
Yeah, I need
and
train.
S swings. Oh my god, psychos played S wings. Well, I mean,
S wings, not X wings.
S wings. Who was they? Basically, there were Z wings, the team that I was in. So that went well for them.
Yeah, for them, because I heard that you tried to do some of the X-Wing tactics here by changing your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was taught from the best, right? So So I changed my name. This is a story time by Holly. So what I did was I didn't tell them that I was, because obviously they're my friends, so I still talk to them. I got it. Real thank you to them, because what happened right was I didn't tell them I was racing, even though they know I'm in psychos. I think the world does, but excuse me. So I didn't tell them I was racing. I just kind of like didn't really mention it, and then I changed my name to Invalid.
Yeah.
And then I put on. So our kit is the Mert kit for ladder, but I put on the Militia jersey to try and come fix them.
You should get banned for that. You should get in trouble. Yeah.
If it was against any other team, but they're my mates,
yeah,
so it's,
right.
It's fine.
You know,
but so,
I saw, like, you know how you open up your Zwift app and it says, like, who's Zwifty now? And, like, I saw someone said, invalid. Like, who am I following that's invalid? And I clicked on it, and it was you. It showed your picture. Oh, it was so funny. I was like, yes, Holly, go, go, go. So, yeah, anyway, keep going. So,
right, was...
So did you
fail? So I had the commercial jersey on, and like invalid in the pen, and I was thinking, oh, like I don't know if this is actually gonna work out. And then in the pen, right at zero, when the banner drops, I had a drop out. And it was like, oh my god! So I basically had to type, and I was like, obviously my team, I was just voice talking to them, and I was like, guys, I've got the drop out. Like, what are we gonna do? And I was, a few swear words were said, but then I messaged them, like I've checked on the screen. I was like, please wait.
So first off, you're attempting to cheat. You're attempting to cheat.
Yeah.
You changed your jersey, which is not, and then you had a dropout, and you had the idea to ask and say, excuse me, could you wait for me?
Because, yeah, and I was like, I'm so sorry. But they did, because they know what's good for them, don't they?
Yeah. What course was that?
Blooming leg snapper, about Neil's chest, I reckon. Leg snapper in his butt ring, when it twice. Well, yeah. I mean, okay, let's say I got dropped twice. Let's just put it like that.
I'm fine taking a break from the leg snapper for a while. It is one of my favorite climbs.
Not select that course.
No. And we have a
X-Wings.
Last race that X-Wings did, we did a race the other day, and I can't remember everybody who we raced against, but I got dropped early on, but we did Castle Crit, and the team was much better than we were on paper, you know. In our card when we were trying to course select. I was like, I don't have the Castle Crypt badge. Why don't we do that one? So at least we get the badge. If we don't win, at least we get the badge. So that, so Josh selected that one. Thanks for that. And big ups to everybody who raced. And then, you know, John S., Crazy Flame from our team, he got first, which was awesome. And we were hoping to hold, you know, to help him out, but that did not work. It didn't happen. And I ended up in the back. I know that's surprising, right? And so I ended up in the back, and then I think I got DQ'd because because I forgot to hit public, and I didn't do it until the next morning. I know, and
we had an issue with that as well. But I mean, we lost anyway. I think it was against their swings. So, but the legends that they were like, why isn't Dave's Dave from Psychos, where's his data? And I was just like, well, he's so strong, like his data is so secret because he's a pro. It's not really the reason, obviously. But I mean, well, it's sort of, yeah, I know, I'm gonna stick with that.
Exactly. Well, I couldn't believe it. What a, you know, like I got seventh that night, but like I was like, I, and we needed all the points that we could get, but that wasn't gonna make the difference, because they had 1, 2, 3, 4 or something, I think, you know, or no, they had 2, 3, 4 or something.
Yeah,
we had one,
well,
but it didn't
S-wings.
Work out. Yeah,
you want to know what S-wings got in our race?
What'd they get?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, interesting. So I think that mathematically means they won. Yeah, yeah.
I think that does. Yeah.
But
so,
I gotta say we all won by getting the route badge, because we need their route badge. That's the only way to get Castle Crit
that's
one.
That's
why
you're doing it for. Yeah.
Exactly. And
well,
so
we
this...
should all have like the Vent Top one now.
Oh yeah, definitely. And this week we have we're going against ATP again. ATP must have a lot of ladder teams. I feel like we race them a lot. Whatever team X-Wings are racing.
Some team.
Yeah, some team. We're doing this on the Greater London course, because it has Box Hill and my favorite, the escalators. So those two things. Yeah.
I got another story about the escalator. Another story time.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So last week's PTT route was Greater London Loop, whatever it was, and it involved Box Hill and the escalator. Oh, wait a minute, it's probably the same route, isn't it? Of course it is, if it's involving those two things.
Yeah, same one,
yeah. Sense.
Same one, same one. Yeah.
So,
effort yesterday? You're not, you know, did you put in a big effort yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with, I'm a bit even more delirious than I usually am. I'm just going to give a quick shout out to Molly, by the way, Molly Hahn. Hi, Molly. Okay, so she'll find this funny. But so off we go, pulling around. And this is my second TTT of the day. Yeah, I could do three, because I did the first one with the ladies from the Wobble second group. So I've got to say hi to them, ladies. If anybody wants to come and ride with us, let me know. About 6:45, I think, we pedal. But anyways, so we did that. And then I joined the dirt one, and Jensen was doing his 100th TTT. So that was
100th
quite cool.
TTT. That's incredible. 100th
TTT. Oh my God. And Tommy, he's at 150 as well. So shout out to him as well.
Wow.
150. Yeah. So anyway, so off we go pedaling around, and up we go Box Hill, and we're going for the fastest time. So people are getting dropped, but like, even if you're dropped on a TTT, you're still contributing to the team. So guys were amazing. Yeah. Up we go. And then we're at the escalator, and there's five of us. And I get dropped at the escalator because they're doing like crazy orange numbers, and I'm like, I'm having none of that. I just pootle up it, and I did do a sprint, and just not as good as the other guys. And then they got to the top, and there was a gap of like 4 seconds, and I freaking closed the gap, didn't I? Yes.
Nice. Good work.
I think they were all knackered from sprinting up the escalator, but so I closed the gap, and from the escalator to the finish line, there's only about 1.2k to go, so it was fine if I got dropped. But I was just thinking, oh, let's see if I can close the gap, and I did. So I felt quite chuffed with myself about that.
You should be chuffed. Yeah. You should be chuffed for sure, because that's awesome. That's awesome to go up there. And the escalators, I love the escalators. They're kind of like how
Why though? Why?
I don't know why. I think it's because I can get up them very quickly. Whoever said it best was, you know, just go faster to make the hill get over with quicker, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. It's because there's like a little ramp, and then it goes flat, and then it goes up again, and you're gonna like really sprint, and I don't like sprinting, so
Yeah, but that,
I
but
don't like
and
sprinting.
coming
I'd
out of it
rather just
though.
do like a minute faster.
Yeah, when we're out there, though, or when you're out on top, finally on top of that, like trying to close that gap, that's where it's like that's the hard part for sure. Like I don't mind getting up there and just hammering it out there, get up there, but then to kind of keep that, that's going to be hard.
You've
And
got to
that,
keep the speed up because it goes
yeah,
flat at the top. Yeah.
yeah, and yeah, and that's
Yeah.
my.
That's where you could get dropped, you know.
Yes, and that's my plan. I've already announced my race plan is going to be to go up there, go super hard, go super fast, and then also go up Box Hill too. So Box Hill going crazy, and then going up there and gonna see what happens. Hopefully it works. So that's Thursday.
Yeah. The first part of Box Hill is the steepest. And then it goes flat at the corner, and then it goes 6%, and then there's that weird paint on the road,
Yep. Yeah, which you
and it
don't
goes
like.
flat at the corner.
Yeah,
I
you don't like the paint.
don't
I know
like the
that.
paint. Well, it looks like what is that about? It looks
I
like
don't
a tub
know.
of paint has just been falling out of a lorry or something. I don't even It's not even like a thing. It's not even like a drawing or whatever.
I
It's just
know.
like splodges.
Is there have you been
What is that?
have you cycled up that in real life? It's got to be
Box
close.
Hill?
Yeah, it's got to be close to your house.
No, it's in London. Is it Surrey? It's close to us. All right, it's closer to my house than it is to yours.
Yeah,
Yeah,
right. See? Yeah.
I have cycled the Yorkshire route.
Wow.
No, I haven't. No, I've ran the Yorkshire route, and I've cycled along some of the Yorkshire route because one of the roads in the Yorkshire route is actually one way, so you can only go one way.
Oh man, that must be hard to get the reverse route badge for that one.
Yeah, you're gonna like walk and push your bike even. I've got a joke actually. So
Okay.
there was a driver of a bus, and he was going the wrong way down a one-way street,
All
and
right.
there was a policeman there on duty, and the policeman did not stop the bus driver.
Okay.
Why?
He didn't stop the bus driver because the bus driver was the policeman's father.
No.
Oh. Oh, because the policeman was on the bus?
No, the
Oh.
policeman was at the side of the road, just
Okay.
like a normal policeman would
Like a normal policeman.
be. I
Okay,
don't know.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Okay,
know.
so
Yeah,
I don't
the
know.
bus driver was going the wrong way down a one-way street, and the policeman did not stop
Okay,
the
why didn't the
driver of the bus
Okay, I give up
going the wrong
why.
way because he was walking. I didn't
Oh
say he was driving a
gosh.
bus. I
Oh
just
my
said a
gosh.
bus
Oh
driver
right, yeah,
was
cuz the
going
bus
the wrong
driver was
way because he
walking.
was
Yeah,
just,
right.
he was
Yeah, he
just
didn't
walking
stop him.
along. You're all welcome.
That's what you tune in for every week, right
Yeah, this is why I show
here.
up.
Oh my gosh. So this is a perfect transition because for us, I mean, for me, that FRR was my last big event, and now it's time to try and just focus on ladder riding Zwift a lot more to train to get faster to get up the local hills here, and I'm actually going to be riding outside a little bit. So what
Whoa.
about for you? I know you've got TTT coming up on Thursday, but what else? You got any other big things coming up?
Well, TTT is not really doing any racing until I can't physically do any racing until Thursday.
Yeah.
If anybody happens to cycle up Vontu, by the way, can they bring my legs back down? That'd be lovely.
They're left at a
Yeah. Oh,
table by the Renard.
Sunday.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Chateau
that's it.
Renard.
Yeah, we stopped off to get a pizza and stuff at Chalet Reynaud. Sunday Race Club next Sunday, obviously, on my whoosh. I don't know. Maybe some like Zone 2 something. I don't know. But it's quite nice. It's quite a weird but nice feeling knowing that I haven't really, because I do race a lot. Like,
Yeah.
I've got a bit of an addiction. So.
It's nice to have this was kind of like a kind of like end of the season. I felt like the, I mean, the season never ends. Thankfully we have Zwift so we can ride all the time and ride in groups and events and everything, but it kind of yeah, this was a good the timing of this was really good. So, thank you to Rich for doing the FRR and for Parky and everybody getting this together and for Zwift promoting it on on their emails and their marketing and as well as the companion app and everything too. That was really good.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
this has just been
Parky's doing
great.
Ride London next weekend.
Yes,
You
that's
know, good
awesome.
luck, Parky.
Yeah, good
And
luck.
It's flat parky. Well, it's not flat, but it's flat on average parky.
Yeah, and he changed his tires, and he sent us a picture of the tires, and the width, the space between his forks and his tires is huge.
Yeah,
that's
did you
awesome.
See that?
Yeah,
like,
that looks great. It's
you could
like,
fit a bus through that.
yeah, good. And so, yeah, and that reminds me, if you'd like to see pictures like that and like to talk with us or anything like that, please join our
a bunch of people wanted to talk
yeah,
with
I
us.
Know, I know. Please join our Discord server. And and you can also send us an email at watopianweekly@gmail.com. And I would like to point out, thanks, a big another shout out to Parky, because he said that he couldn't find us on YouTube. And for some reason, the transition when they went to from Google Podcasts to YouTube Music Podcasts, the smoothies, something, I don't know, somebody kicked out the power cord or something, who knows, but now
yeah,
we're
put 50p
we're,
in the meter. Yeah.
we're all hooked up now, so now Watopia Weekly is available on YouTube Music Podcast. It's available on YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and watch us, or just listen to us, and then it's also available I know
us.
if anybody wants to watch us, and let us know and we'll maybe consider it.
You can
but
come
yeah we're on Amazon Music Podcast or Amazon Podcast. We're on iHeartRadio podcasts and also Spotify as well. We're everywhere now. We're blowing up. It's
everywhere,
crazy.
Everywhere.
I know. I know.
Yorkshire is spreading.
Yeah. Yes, the spirit of Yorkshire is around. So,
yeah.
So again, I we do have to say thank you to everybody who supports us and who supported the FRR event this weekend and everything. And we really appreciate it. Holly and I do have fun doing this. I wish you could have heard the podcast that we did up the mountain. My idea was to have that go through everything, and it was hilarious. There were some really, really funny moments in there. And then I don't know. It recorded everybody's voice
except for yours, yeah,
except for mine. So there's like not that I was even saying the most stuff, but there's like these giant gaps, and then people are saying, "Yep, yes," and then, you know, like I'm like, "What did I do wrong?" Like I, because you could hear me, right? You could hear me, and I have no idea.
We pretended we could hear you, but
yeah.
just nodded and smiled.
Oh my gosh! I have no idea what happened, what I didn't click or something, or anyway, it doesn't matter. Thank you to everybody who participated, and thank you to Holly for doing this week. I appreciate this, and thank you to everybody. And again, if you have any questions for questions for us or comments, please join our Discord server, or if you have any other topics you'd like us to talk about, because we can talk about pretty much anything, I think.
Yeah, we can talk about anything. Yeah. Actually, and a huge massive thank you to Dustin, because without him, this would not happen, because I don't know how many people know this, but he's the one that puts this show on the road. So yeah, massive appreciation to you, Dustin.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just happy to be here and happy to do this, because this is fun for me. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. And we get to talk, which is
therapy.
Yeah. It's free therapy. Yes.
Therapy.
Yeah. Talk to us. Get at us on YouTube, or send us a comment or something, or even when we're out in Watopia, which it's always fun to talk to people too. I find like, well, I talk a lot. I don't know if you've noticed, but
I don't talk at all.
Yeah,
I did change my companion name to Watopian Weekly. And then people could find me like to give me like a ride on or whatever. They were trying to like message me and stuff, and I was like, that's because I get all the free publicity by changing my name.
Yeah. But there's plenty of times when I'm out on the like on a group ride with Maria or Coco or something, and I'm talking like no one else is talking, and I'm thinking, and it's so funny, like how many times does it come up when you're out there? Does it say how to? Can anybody tell me how do you turn off the chat? No, you know.
Yeah, when they come in, they're like, how do you turn this off?
Oh man. Well, speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone listening, thank you so much for listening. And you know what? We'll see you in Watopia.
Bye.